You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Creation District is an incubator for young artists who are experiencing homelessness or economic instability. The group launched a new indie record label earlier this year. The work being done is so inspiring, and there is an album release show tomorrow night featuring the young artists on the new mixtape album. Some of them are with me in the studio now. I'm really excited about this conversation. First of all, Grace Lesher is here, and Grace is one of the co-founders and also a musician in the music. Hi, Grace.
Hey, Beth, how are you doing today?
Glad to have you here. Jesse DeVille is here. Jesse is one of the musicians involved in the work. And Jesse, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Also, Gabe Cobb is here, a.k.a. King Gabe, standing how tall?
6'5".
6'5". with a voice that's even bigger. Glad to have you here as well. And part of this is dependent on musician mentors. And Damian Barrett is here, So Much Light. And Damian's been a guest as a musician in our studio. And I get to welcome you as a mentor.
Thanks for having me back.
Glad to have you here. Grace, what was the idea behind the Creation District?
Yeah, so the Creation District is a program that's part of a larger nonprofit in Sacramento called Waking the Village. It's been around since 2003 and has really done incredible work for this community to help youth experiencing homelessness in transitional living and other housing programs. And the Creation District is one of those programs that really aims to support youth in finding like leadership and advocacy opportunities and to find their creative voice, because we're believers that so much of trauma can be healed through the arts and through self-expression and through an opportunity to self-advocate. So that's the Creation District. And here we are trying to make art and heal from some of that trauma.
King Gabe, I'm going to go to you. We're going to hear a bit of your music in just a moment. But what connected for you? What made you willing to say, okay, I'll take some help in this effort?
I mean, because I've been through the trials and tribulations myself. You know, it's been a long time since I was able to use my voice. I used to attend a church called Highlight Church and God in Christ, where I was able to practice my voice a little bit. I played bass guitars on several different occasions and events. And, you know, just behind the scenes, I was able to practice my bass with my singing. And I said, I don't mind. You know what I mean? And I feel it'd be a good thing in the future.
Let's listen to a little of King Gabe's music. This is a song called Famous.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although we go through the struggles.
So that's one of the contributors to Creation District Records, hosting an all-ages album release show tomorrow. King Gabe will be there. The show is at Harlow's in Sacramento. Jesse DeVille is here. And Jesse, for you, what did the Creation District do?
The Creation, actually, I decided to be like become an advocate. So I decided to become a voice for the people that don't have a voice. And so when it comes to the Creation District, it basically, we're like a family there. So we see people's struggles and we try to build each other up when people are going through a lot. So
Grace, another example is J.K. Charms.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about J.K. Charms?
Sure. Awesome. So we have about 8 youth who've recorded on this album, and J.K. Charms is one of them. Josh is his name in real life. Not here today, but will be at the show tonight. An amazing young man, 18, produces some awesome music, and we've just been recording 2 of his songs, and yeah, I think we have one today.
We do. It's a song called What They Call You.
Can I ask you a question, bro? What they call you?
Hey, bro, what they call you? Hey, bro, what they call you? Hey, bro, what they call you? They call you that too, damn, bro, what they call you? Hey, little bro, come here, what they call you? Damn, bro, that shit's not cool. That shit's not cool, bro. Hey, little boy at school, he considered a fool because he's stealing food.
That is J.K. Charms. The song is What They Call You. How old is everybody? Jesse, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay. King Gabe?
I'm 18, be turning 19 next month.
Damian, do you remember that age stage in your life and why it wasn't so long ago for you, actually?
I recall it vaguely. No, yeah, I remember.
What's so gratifying about mentoring?
Yeah, I mean, with this project, something that has really connected with me is that it seems like, you know, everybody on the label, people who have, like, less opportunity to use some of this equipment and, like, record their own content often have the most to say and generally, you know, are more interested in giving back to the communities they come from than, like, I don't know, I don't want to throw myself under the bus, but I know what I was saying at the same age wasn't as, like,
deep.
I don't know, deep. Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gabe, has it given you an avenue to be more honest and open about your life?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, in my form of thinking, honesty always wins, you know.
Jesse, for you, what's the power in being out there about your own life and the struggles and then helping other people in the struggles?
Through my own life, actually, it's basically when I decide to, like, put, like, my mind to it, I'm making anything happen. So I decided to be, like, the voice for people that don't have a voice, and seeing them struggle, they know that they can always come to someone to talk to, and that's why.
Does it still come down, Damian, to just having someone truly listen?
I think so. I mean, fortunately, in mine and Grace's case, the barrier to entry for a lot of this equipment isn't millions of dollars like it used to be. You don't have to have, like, a huge record deal behind you in order to, you know, put a song out. But yeah, it takes people like Grace putting the time in to, you know, call everybody in.
Grace, I'll get to you in a moment, and that is definitely access to music equipment, recording equipment in this program. But you had a thought, Gabe. What was that?
Yeah, I was just agreeing with my partner, Jesse, was saying we want to, like, that song Famous, everybody deserves to be famous even in their own way. You know, everybody got to go a certain, I call them curriculums, certain pinpoints they want to reach in their life, you know, and it doesn't have to be the way people put them to be or the way everybody else is. They can do it their way and their way only, and don't care, you know, what nobody else say. Don't care what your haters or what, you know, people that don't agree with you. And that's actually in my lyrics. You know, you don't have to care about what nobody say about you. You can do what you want to do, what you feel that you can do. And even the Bible, for those who are Christians, it even tells you, you know what I mean, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, Philippians 4:13. So
I am talking with Grace Lesher, co-founder of the Creation District, and some of the musicians involved in some of the record projects, Jesse DeVille, Gabe Cobb, mentor Damian Verrett, whom you might know as So Much Light. I probably should back up, Grace, and have you explain about access to the recording equipment and recording sessions. What does Creation District do?
Sure, yeah. So the Creation District does a number of different projects. In regards to our record label, that's one of our newer projects we've been working on for about 8 months. And the idea, really, similar to something Damian said earlier and that you mentioned, having people listen, being a big deal. So we've worked with youth for a long time to help them create music and create art and have guitars and all of those tools. But we realized that that needs to get out of the walls of shelters, out of notebooks, out of studios, and into the world and the public eye. And so the record label, the goal there is to really start to introduce these young artists to the greater world of Sacramento and then all over. So we're putting their music, after they're creating it, we're going into different shelters or streets or garages or wherever they're staying. We're recording those tracks with really high quality gear so that it sounds good. And then we're putting that on Spotify. We're releasing it on albums that they can sell to their family and friends. And we're having shows like the one at Harlow's to introduce them.
Your invitation is especially being extended to young people who are homeless or experiencing economic instability. Can I ask Gabe and Jesse, what circumstances were either of you in that parallel that? And Damien, I don't even know if you might have had a time in your life when you were really struggling, at least financially, maybe even with a home. And I think sometimes if a musician rents a closet in a house, for example, for really cheap, you don't think of yourself as homeless or economically unstable, but just the factor of living in that way can make life so, so hard. Gabe?
My situation, I grew up in Oakland, you know what I mean? And it wasn't really the best experience, especially not having a mother, not having a father really by my side all the way, turning against me, thinking I'm his enemy, you know, and it forced me to move in with some friends that I kind of trusted and then can't trust no more, you know, and then moving to another friend house and a friend who I've trusted until I found my, you know, my road, my own route. And finding that route kind of led me to Creation District to do what I love to do most other than basketball, and that's music, you know. So that's pretty much my story. I've been through a lot of things, you know, but there's always a way out. You know what I mean? Your goals are your goals for some reason, and it's up to you to find that reason.
I don't know how to describe that feeling I get around certain people when I know that their shadow self has come forward and they're meeting themselves at the front of life. Do you get what I mean?
Yes, I get exactly what you mean.
I totally see it in you, Gabe. I totally see it. So, Jesse, how about you? Have a little of your story.
I grew up with, like, my family and stuff like that. I was in foster care growing up. I went to Job Corps. And then I met Grace about a year ago, and she introduced me to Waking the Village. And it's actually a phenomenal program. And when I was in Waking the Village, I got connected to the Creation District. And one day Grace was like, hey, you want to do a recording album that we're working on? I was like, sure. And so I basically was recording a song, and I'd be part of the youth council and, like, the co-chair. So, I mean, the voice is for people that don't have a voice.
Awesome. Damien, did you have these kinds of struggles ever?
Yeah, I mean, I was really fortunate growing up to have stable housing.
Right.
And I kind of attribute a lot of the time that I was able to spend developing my craft to that stability. And now, like, in my twilight years, I feel like...
No way. You don't get away with that. You fess up right now. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah, that is not the twilight. Let me tell you. It gets a whole lot darker than where you are.
But I don't know. As I've gotten older, I feel like it's almost like a responsibility of mine to repurpose some of that, like, equity into, like, the lives of artists who didn't get to spend, you know, hours and hours sitting at, like, a computer, like, learning how to produce music. So I'm like, well, I could, like, shoulder that time spent and help other people shortcut.
So, Grace, maybe somebody's listening right now and thinking, I fit that category. They're talking about me, and I want to make my music, or at least try or record. What's the next step?
Great question. And whoever that person is, we are talking about you, because I think that's the most important thing that we can say for the Creation District is that we do believe everyone is an artist. And so I hope that if you're listening, you pursue that goal, artists. And one way to do that through us, you can visit thecreationdistrict.com, just www.thecreationdistrict.com. There's pages about our recording, about some of our other programs, our street art reach that goes out to different shelters and spaces. And there's direct email to contact me if any of that relates to you. We're about to open our new studio space next month, which is going to be as part of the Wind Drop-In Center downtown on S Street. So we'll be offering all day, every day during the week, workshops and classes so people can come out and join those or drop in and try a hand at singing or playing guitar, and then maybe moving to recording. So there's a lot of different steps. Also, if people aren't quite ready to perform on the Harlow stage, it doesn't matter. We still want to hear their voice and help them cultivate that artistry within.
Are you going to be on the Harlow stage, Gabe?
I will be on the Harlow stage tomorrow night.
Is that your first
night.
Time ever?
No, it will actually not be my first time. Okay. It'll be my third time, I want to say. I was on the stage before, but it was different. I was a child like on a gospel stage with a few older, you know, guardians.
Are you going to have some happy jitters about this?
I've been excited, actually. Yeah. It's been a while since I've been able to be on the stage in front of a bunch of people and seeing support my partners, you know, support my director into making this label a better label. You know, I'm a type of person, I dream big, and I do everything I can to break through brick walls to make this, you know, really happen.
So, mentor Damien, what are you going to say to him besides just breathe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what I've been telling them is they'll be so excited to hear everything through the, you know, the great sound system at Harlow's. They'll get a sound check. So I think once that kind of a first note breaks out, it'll kind of create this moment. We're going to have like a great crowd, you know. Hobo Johnson's going to draw really nicely, and he has such great community support who are really there for this type of thing.
Yeah, he's another mentor for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I think the energy between the crowd and the performer will kind of cure all jitters. It'll take a second, but then everyone's going to be there for the same reason.
Well, it's a remarkable bridge because even musicians who aren't struggling with some of the factors we've been talking about are challenged by this time in the music industry and how to get some traction and leverage in the music that they're making. And it's just such a different world with a lot of demands, as you know, Damien, on the individual. So to have the bridge across some of those challenges and a pathway through, I think is for many people an opportunity that might never have come before. So Grace, good luck again.
Thank you. And Beth, I wanted to make a quick shout out just to thank, Damien mentioned the Hobo Johnson, but to that band and so many other local artists in Sacramento who are coming through to help with the show, volunteering to support with sound, just coming through and supporting and who've also helped me in my journey as an artist. So thank you to everyone in Sacramento who's coming through and supporting this.
The show at Harlow's is tomorrow night. It starts at 7. It's an all-ages show. We'll post a link for people who want to get access. Grace, congratulations for all the work that you're
doing. Congratulations to these guys on all the work they've been doing.
And that is the Creation District, Grace Lesher and Damien Verrett as a mentor with musicians Jesse DeVille and Gabe, should I say King Gabe Cobb. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones, and Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.